Ohio has one of the highest infant mortality rates in the country, and the effort to get more babies to their first birthday is focusing increasingly on a kind of support group model for pregnancy. Most of the groups are formed around common due dates of the expectant mothers. As part of our collaboration this week with the Huffington Post, I explored one of the groups formed around a different experience, that of being Bhutanese refugees. 9 pregnant women get together on Friday mornings on Summa Health System's Akron campus in what looks more like a living room than a medical office. It's time for blood pressure, urine, and belly checks. Time to compare swollen ankles, back pain, and sales on diaper bags. But 9 times, the chatter grows hushed. The women stop to listen to the fetal monitor detecting a heartbeat coming from the examination table behind a screen. Then they go back to comparing notes. Unlike other pregnancy-centering groups, this one is not formed around due dates. It's formed around language. So, for example, Sanshu Rai shares the lessons learned from 3 pregnancies with a shy newcomer who's in the early stages of her first. Rai had her first son in the camps in Nepal, where she and about 100,000 other Bhutanese refugees lived for 2 decades. Her second boy was born here, and his baby brother will be.
Here in America, ultrasound, and everything's whether the baby was good or not, everything we know before the giving birth.
Dr. Dante Rillette says in many other ways, this group is not much different from Summa's other groups.
Centering pregnancy is kind of a fancy name for group prenatal care.
That means 2-hour group visits with physicians, nurses, case managers, and social workers. The first hour is all about the physical.
Doing the traditional medical examination where we measure the belly, listen to the baby's heartbeat, and get vitals, things that everyone's familiar with. But then for the second hour, we have a group discussion. And really, it's a discussion that is facilitated by the caregivers, but all of the education is coming from the women in the group themselves.
Michelle Cusick is the nurse practitioner who works with the group. Beyond medical appointments, the Friday gatherings include education. There could be a lactation consultant 1 week, a hospital tour another. She says in many ways, the Nepali women are made for pregnancy centering.
The Nepali population embraces the medical model. They are engaged in their care. They're very bright as a population, so they tend to do very well, and they're pretty compliant with their care, which is good to see.
Is the baby moving good?
Any contractions?
And then there's the practicality of having someone like Lakshmi Dhamal Takal in the room. She moved from Nepal to Atlanta in 2008. And like thousands of other Bhutanese refugees, migrated to Akron 4 years later. As a medical assistant and translator, she's the bridge between the Summa staff and the women. She says camaraderie is key for this group.
And they will share their knowledge, and they will talk each other in Nepali, and they are confident to talk each other and share their views.
Takal notes healthcare was limited in the camps, so many of the newcomers are more used to sharing questions about their pregnancies with each other than with doctors. So the centering group combines the best elements of each. Dr. Roulette says some in the groups initially had a mistrust, especially when it came to talking about related issues such as intrauterine devices and other birth control. He says IUDs were almost a cultural taboo.
And when we talked about it as a group, it turns out that a lot of them knew people who had been sterilized back home with IUDs that could not be removed.
He says it was a moment for the caregivers here to understand real fears and to discuss ethical and moral parameters in U.S. medicine. Did it help?
Based on the uptake of intrauterine devices, I would say yes. But that was a long process.
Rillette notes that studies increasingly link premature birth, infant mortality, and health over a lifetime to stress. And he acknowledges living decades in refugee camps with lives largely on hold is a huge stressor, as is resettling halfway across the world. So he says the pregnancy-centering groups like Summa's are key to building health as well as trust over the long term.
So the baby's heartbeat's in the 130s, so it looks very good.
I'm Annelle Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.